Thank you, Rob. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This weekend is the first ever Chicago Podcast Festival, a new festival introduced to celebrate the world of digital media. There are going to be some great guests performing their podcast live on stage in front of the audiences at several different venues. We just, you know, we're talking to Justin Kirk. He's going to be at the Vidim. This festival has got a lot of great people, including my next guest, comedians Rob Hayes and Chris Daniels, who do the podcast Book of Yay.
My wife said, I can't say no to nobody, and at this rate, we gon' both die broke. Got friends that ask me for money, knowing I'm in debt, and like my wife said, I still didn't say no. People trying to say I'm going crazy on Twitter. My friend's best advice was to stay low. I guess it's hard to decipher all of the bills, especially when you got family members on payroll. The media said it was outlandish spending. The media said
podcast Book of Yay celebrates the artistic legacy of Kanye West. Talk about their love of Kanye, each episode breaking down a different song or album, or just riffing on that week's news from the hip-hop artist. The podcast will be on stage live at the Promontory down in 53rd Street in Hyde Park tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. But tonight, we welcome Rob and Chris to the Download. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have fellow lovers of Kanye West in studio. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
It's a lonely island here WGN.
Not with us, though.
Good. What was it about... And you explained this a little bit in the first podcast you guys did, but what was it that really got you to do Book of Yay?
I was in the process myself of trying to do like a stage show, kind of based on like Kanye's life and all the different characters we've seen over the years. I just thought it would be cool if people got to see like all the different iterations of Kanye that he's shown us. On one stage and have them all be aware of each other and able to communicate. And it was a cool idea, but it was also very big. Like, I'm not a guy who's playing theater shows or stage plays or anything like that.
It could be a one-man show.
It could be Muppets. I don't know. But it was around the same time when I met Rob, when he came to New York, and we would just get into these like discussions every time we like hung out or something. And his knowledge of Kanye is so in depth and so like intense. And he's like, he could tell I thought I had a good idea, but I could tell like Rob was like so passionate about it. And we talked about it so much. And we had so many conversations that Rob was just like, we should just do a podcast. And then we just wrote from there.
Yeah. I was like, if I ever did a podcast, I would ask all my guests, what is your like first instance of knowing about Kanye West, or like hearing of Kanye West? And that's something we ask on our podcast. It just happens that our podcast is all about
right. Well, I mean, it is interesting. I mean, you guys kind of break down, use different episodes to sort of, you know, go after one side of Kanye West, one song. You know, the first is really about Through the Wire, but then there's also, you know, you have special guests talking about everything from stuff that we just heard from Life of Pablo to the stuff that was Dark Twisted Fantasy. I mean, you really are breaking down Kanye West's career bit by bit.
Well, what has worked out well for us is the guests, we let them pick the song, because I feel like I could talk about any Kanye West song, and I feel like Chris probably could talk about any Kanye West song. And so we let the guests choose the song, and then, you know, they normally say why they chose it and what, you know, what it meant to them, or what aspect of the song they really like and why, you know, it's the one that they wanted to talk about. Not necessarily all the time their favorite, but definitely the one that they wanted to talk about. And then, yeah, we talk about that. We talk about the videos. We talk about the samples, because he's also the producer. So right. We don't just talk about the lyrics, but we also talk about like the musicality of it as well.
Rob, you're an Atlanta kid. Mm-hmm. Chris, you're a Detroit guy. I mean, Kanye West is a Chicago guy, and people listening here who are Kanye West fans are going to know his music from Chicago. I mean, this is he's sort of, you know, grown up here, and we all know his music, and we all consider him to be Chicago. What drew you to Kanye West? What was it about Kanye West, Rob, that just kind of grabbed your attention in all places of Atlanta?
Kanye West was born in Atlanta, and
always got to get that in.
Always, you know,
claim some piece.
No, but I think he hit at a time where, you know, I feel like there was a lot of Atlanta people being popular at that time, but at the same time, you know, we all had access to cable or access to, you know, the internet and what was going on other places, and definitely interest in that. So, you know, I think that there was like an even playing field. And when Kanye first came out, I feel like it hit us all. And they would play it in Atlanta. They would play Slow Jams and Through the Wire and all those songs in Atlanta.
You know, it is interesting because there really is almost the start of a new kind of rap music when Kanye West comes on the scene. I mean, what was happening at the time when Kanye, when we talk about songs like Slow Jams or College Dropout, any of that, when that album came out, there was a different style of rap that was sort of being consumed by this country.
Well, we talk about it on the first episode where there was kind of two lanes at the time, and you either Rob can contextualize it as you was either Koofy or you was Durag. You was either super hard or you was super intellectual, deep rapper kind of thing. And Kanye was like kind of created a new lane where it's like you didn't have to be any of that. You could be your own kind of unique vessel. He was just the one that created the example for everything afterwards.
And I mean, for people listening right now here at 720 WGN who may not know Kanye West except for the fact that he's in TMZ or he shows up on the Kardashians now, or even before that was, you know, sort of jumping up in front of other people when it came to award shows. They know the mainstream Kanye West who has created a world of controversy around him. But that's only one very small facet of what you guys consider to be, and myself, to consider a musical genius.
Definitely, and a lot of those antics are to get you to continue to pay attention to his art. Because there's a lot of, like, if you look at any pop star, once they get to the age Kanye's at, they're not important anymore. Some of them might still be doing what they used to do. You know, we've definitely seen people who, like, as they've gotten older, continue to make great art, but people don't care as much anymore. So when Kanye does those antics, he's on the news. Like, he's still, like to be a pop star of his age, he's still maintaining, like, relevancy and importance in the culture, and we haven't really seen anything like this before.
Yeah, I mean, that is, and beyond that, I mean, I've seen this come up a little bit with him in the election cycle as he continues to double down on the fact he's going to run for president.
He's got to. We need him. We need him now
more than
ever.
He might win.
Right. That is absolutely true at this stage of the game. Everything is out the window. But, I mean, there is something to the idea that, you know, Kanye West and his ideas do resonate with a younger generation of not just music listener, but American. But at the same time, people will push back and say, well, you know what? Kanye West, like a lot of artists, there are some times when his music is not inspiring. It is misogynistic, his lyrics. He continues with some of the tropes in rap that we see Donald Trump talk about on a bus in Access Hollywood, and we all, the whole country goes crazy. How are we going to react to a 2020 campaign of Kanye West?
It's all out there. It's not a secret tape. Kanye put the tape out. So, you know, it's out there. This is how, you know, how he feels. This is what his humor is. This is what he thinks is funny. And a lot of times I feel like Kanye's humor gets misconstrued. Like, this is a guy who's very funny. This is a guy who's a comedy fan. He's always referencing Adam Sandler movies Will Ferrell movies. And so I think a lot of, you know, his most sexually explicit stuff is tongue in cheek in him playing around.
I've always, you know, as a Chicago guy, I've always loved Kanye West. I talk about it all the time. But there are times where he almost trips up on his own way he wants to communicate.
I understand it completely, and I feel like sometimes in the podcast, where Rob is like super diehard, like all in, all the way. I'm somebody who sometimes I step back from time to time and be like, you know what? I need to tilt my head a bit, and I don't get it. And I think, but that's okay though. I don't think you have to be like universal. You don't even have to understand all the time. You can still appreciate the things you do like, and you can still kind of shake your head a bit at the other stuff, but you still get all around appreciation.
The podcast is called The Book of Yay. It is, you can find it, Book of Yay. Where can we can find it anywhere, pretty much.
iTunes, yeah. SoundCloud.
I got a SoundCloud.
If your Google works, you can use that.
Yeah.
It's questionable.
You can ask Jeeves. He knows about
us. Rob Hayes and Chris Daniels are the guys behind Book of Yay, which is really all about Kanye West. and his artistic legacy. And it's really interesting because I think that he is a guy who likes to speak his mind, and he's given that platform. We saw with the MTV Music Awards just this last, whenever that was, in the early fall, where they just gave him five minutes.
Yeah, they said, do it
everywhere
you can.
I mean, you were there?
Yeah, I was there.
What was that like to be in the room when he was doing that?
It divided the room. It was crazy because in my section, it started like a whole like race war, and people were like yelling at each other and stuff. Yeah, yeah. But that's more commentary on the tension in our country right now and not on what he was saying. Because all he said was like, last week, you know, people were dying in Chicago, and then this lady just jumped up in my section was like, they're killing each other. And then people start yelling at her, and it was like, oh my God, this is the VMAs. I guess this is why they don't let people talk at the VMAs, because everybody's drunk. And now, like, there's all this tension. And luckily, Teyana Taylor's sweaty dancing brought us all back together.
She's like,
like,
well,
it was
right.
Real intense. Right, and then that fade down. Video came out, and we were like, well, yeah, we're back. Okay, we're fine.
Back, bro. But, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, do you think that Kanye West's fame and celebrity, do you think it falls on race lines? Do you think that white people are kind of like, on Kanye West, and black people are like, yay? Or, because, I mean, I think I see at I saw Kanye West at Lollapalooza in 2005.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, like right here in Grant Park, and yeah, this is Chicago. There's not just black people or white people, in a 50,000, you know, people in Hutchinson Field.
But I think he really played with perception. I think that if you look at the way people treated him around the rollout of Jesus Walks, the whole, like, you know, collared shirt and sweaters and that whole thing, people, you know, took that and created in their mind who this guy is. And he took that and ran with it. But at the same time, those people didn't go and investigate what he was saying and a lot of the context behind those lyrics and everything. They just were like, yeah, sure, he can go on Oprah. Yeah, he can be on TV. Yeah, he can, you know, be in front of us all the time because of the imagery. They felt like the imagery made them feel like, all right, this is a guy that we could put our money behind. But little did they know.
When he got independent, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, you see, like, how he's evolved as an artist. And, like, even outside of music, his other endeavors he wants to do, like, race can't help but be a little bit a part of it. Like, he tries to put, you know, his own kind of black excellence, like, in your face. Like, I'm not, like you say, like, it's all, like, perception, like, image. That's a big part of it. He's like, I'm not just this thing that you thought I was. I'm so much more than that.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's aggressive or if it makes you uncomfortable. I have to be that, because that's just who he is.
Well, comedians Rob Hayes and Chris Daniels are going to be on stage at the Promontory in Hyde Park tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, as part of the Chicago Podcast Festival, the podcast Book of Yay, which celebrates the artistic legacy of Kanye West. You guys always have a home here.
Oh, man.
You always have a home on the download. I appreciate you guys coming in. Thanks
for having us, man.